The college admission season is in full swing now. Thousands of high school seniors around the country are finding out whether they're going to college and where. By the way, some schools are sending out staff to hand-deliver acceptance letters to the most sought-after students, and some are using social media apps, including Snapchat, just to amp up the excitement. Well, once students get in, the next step is to figure out how to pay for college. That can be tough enough. But undocumented students face additional challenges. In Missouri, a recent change in state law has these students paying out-of-state tuition costs, even if they live in-state. Cal Palmer from Here and Now contributor KCUR in Kansas City reports.
On a recent weekend, four girls from Kansas City's Alta Vista Charter High School traveled to Omaha, Nebraska in a rented minivan. On the three-hour drive, each student nervously practiced her pitch for why she deserves a full ride to college.
I have a passion for science and technology.
I want to be a lawyer because it's like a way to help my community or, yes, like everyone.
The students are headed to the College of St. Mary. The small, private, all-women school offers what it calls the Misericordia Grant for high-achieving high school seniors who are also undocumented immigrants. It will pay for most of a four-year education at the college, a value of more than $100,000.
I don't know. No, I practiced this last night, okay?
Tell your story. You know, like, don't be shy. Don't leave anything back.
John Carney, the girls' advisor at Alta Vista, is making the trip with them. He admits the stakes are high.
Today really is like a lottery. It's going to be huge in determining if one or more of these girls get to start at a four-year college.
So much is riding on this trip because these girls, all undocumented immigrants from Mexico who have lived most of their lives in Missouri, have essentially been priced out of college in the state they call home. The reason? A law passed last year by the Missouri legislature forces undocumented students to pay out-of-state tuition at state colleges and universities. Supporters of the move say U.S.-born students, especially from rural parts of the state, also need financial assistance and state funds should be reserved for them. But that makes Leticia, who, like all the girls, only wants her first name used, angry.
I don't understand why Nebraska has, like, better opportunities than Missouri does. I'm not trying to say it's a better state, but it kind of is in a way.
Leticia says before the change went into effect last summer, she had been considering Northwest Missouri State. With in-state tuition slightly less than $4,000 a semester, it was near the limit of what her family could afford. But now the law requires she pay the out-of-state rate of nearly $7,000, which is too much, she says. The other girls have similar stories. Anai dreams of eventually being a lawyer. She says the new law has made her at times doubt that possibility.
I was thinking about, yes, finishing high school and not even go to college. I was thinking, like, if I'm not going to get any help and I'm not getting help from my parents, then how am I supposed to even pay for my college?
Carney says these students have met with representatives of Missouri Governor Jay Nixon, whose veto of the law was overridden. But he says beyond that, they have little recourse.
It's a small population, and they don't really have many voices fighting on behalf of them. They kind of live in the shadows a little bit.
But Carney hopes they may be able to find a place at the College of St. Mary. He says while public colleges may be constrained in the current political climate, private Catholic schools with their hefty endowments and social justice missions are becoming a go-to option for his students. Indeed, interview day here feels catered to these students. The dozen or so girls applying for the Misericordia and some of their families get a presentation in Spanish, tour the campus, and meet with current Latina students. Dr. Brenda Romero, who directs St. Mary's Spanish program, says the Latinas who come to the college are often timid, lacking self-confidence, a result she suggests of having been treated like second-class citizens for so long.
We try to change that idea and try to make them embrace who they are and embrace their ethnic background and their cultural heritage.
In the afternoon, the girls, one by one, have their interviews. Theoretically, they're competing against one another, but they still try to calm each other's nerves. Leticia, who goes last, worries she may cry. Another girl, Brittany, tells her that's okay.
Last but not least.
You guys are making me nervous.
I don't think that's a bad thing.
They're going to know it's real.
Yeah. Yeah. It's from your corazón.
After it's all over and the girls walk to the van to drive home to Missouri, Leticia says she is grateful for the chance to apply for the Misericordia Scholarship. But she says during the interview, she couldn't hide her frustration at the extra hurdle Missouri lawmakers have put in front of her.
When they interviewed me, like, I was crying because I didn't know how to express my anger towards, like, the obstacles they were, like, putting up for us, you know? Like, we're like normal people, too.
If things don't work out in Nebraska, these girls say they will continue to apply to other schools closer to home. Other private Catholic schools near Kansas City may also offer financial aid, and community college is an option too. But with the Missouri law in effect, the price for those have more than doubled to more than $3,400 a semester. For Here and Now, I'm Kyle Palmer in Kansas City.